4, HKX, mobile.
KS, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Oscar Yankee Alpha. How's it going?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you? It's Patrick on this end.
Dan over here. I'm the 18 Willie you were talking to before you went for a cold drink. I'm doing pretty decent, waiting on the wife to get over here to the truck stop to give me some stuff I forgot at the house so that I can get back on the road myself.
Truck stop you at?
Over in Duncan.
Sir, getting your truck washed is what you're doing.
I'm a company man. I'm only allowed to wash this truck every 2 weeks, and they prefer that I do it whenever I have a trailer attached, so it's literally just waiting on the wife to show up with the stuff so I can go pick up the load that will get me driving all night long.
Where are you heading to this time?
The load over in Pendleton at the Michelin plant, and then I'm taking it to Michelin plant up in Indiana.
Too bad it drives in. What is that? Turn around 2 days?
Actually, give me a turnaround load. I'll get another load going somewhere else. But no, it's not a long run. It's all a little over 500 miles. I want to say it's like 580 miles.
The restrictions are out there. Can you make that in your 10 hours or 11 hours, whatever it is now?
Truck, no. I'm governed at 62 mile an hour on the pedal and 62 on cruise, 58 on the pedal. The biggest issue is going to be the fact I got to go over the mountains, and I'm not 100% sure how heavy this load's going to be. That could slow me down quite a bit.
And so I'm sure they don't put the high horsepower engines in those trucks.
Decent amount of power. It pulls the hills all right, but whenever I hit 80,000 pounds, it slows me down pretty good, not being able to get the speed up going down. Also, I'll be going across I-40 and I-40 through the mountain pass going towards Tennessee. Speed limit gets down to like 45 mile an hour for quite a ways.
Oh yeah, I'm real familiar with that because I live up in Brevard, North Carolina, and I'm over in Tennessee, I don't know, 4 or 5 times a year making that trip.
I know Brevard, North Carolina quite well. I went to college there and got a degree in just leadership experiential education.
I was born and raised there. Have moved away a little bit. Mom and Dad went to Texas when I was younger, and that's when the split happened, and we ended up back here.
But I also spent quite a bit of time living all across that area. I know every trail through the Blue Ridge Mountain, or the Pisgah National Forest that there is, without having to take a map out.
But man, right now you can't get near those trails. There's so many tourists in there right now, I don't even go near the forest anymore.
My favorite time to go up there was during the winter, but I worked for a program for ADD, ADHD kids based out of Waynesville over in Balsam. We programmed in all those mountain trails during the summer, so I know exactly what kind of tourist issues there are right now.
You're real familiar with how Brevard's population grows in the summertime.
That population kind of skyrockets. I also know how it is whenever all the college kids show up.
He's not near as bad as all the other people. The college kids I can handle.
I remember when Dugan's was still up on Main Street, if that gives you a time frame that I was there.
Belk's was probably still across the street, too.
And Hancock's was just a short walk.
Not away anymore. Dugan's is now in the Broad Street complex where the Red Diamond used to be. Pretty much tore all that down where Kelly's was at and built this big monstrosity. And then Belk's has moved down to where Gibbs Trailer Park was, and they put in a Walmart there.
another Walmart other than the one that's over there at the entrance to the Bisca Forest?
Same one, but that all that right there used to be a one huge trailer park.
Walmart up there on the near the entrance to the Bisca Forest, whenever I was there, it was just the Walmart, and I want to say a Food Lion was the other thing that was up in that corner, and that was it. There might have been a Pink there, too.
Oh, but yeah, that was all that was up there. They've added a strip mall in there in between the Bilo and Walmart now, and Belk's is in on the other side of Walmart, and there's a motel up on the hill.
It's a shame. One of the things I loved about that town was how small it was.
Yeah, that's what I love about it, too. But we've had so many people move in there and get into the county government that aren't from there. And I don't know what they're doing. It sickens me to see what they've done to the town. But I can't work. I work a job, so I don't have time to go try to do anything about it because they have the meetings during the day when nobody working can get there.
That's one of the downsides of being the supporter of America. I mean, we got to pay for all those stimulus and unemployment checks.
Before HKX for ID, I didn't hear the repeater ID either.
My wife is pulling into the truck stop to give me the stuff I need. I'll be back on in just a minute. This is KO4OYA. I'll be right back.
Roger that. KO4HKX, and I'll be here on the side.
OYA Mobile. Patrick, you still out there?
KO4HKX here.
It's about an hour's drive to get home from where you were at a little while ago. Whereabouts are you at right now, and how long do you hold this repeater?
I am heading up 25, and I'll hold the repeater for about another 10 minutes, and then I'll have a dead spot, and then when I come out the other side of it, I can hit the repeater, no problem.
I honestly don't have a clue how long I'll hold this repeater. I've only had it in the radio for a grand whopping, well, as long as we've been talking.
Hidden.
Hopped on to 85. I've got to go southwest to Pendleton. In Pendleton, I'll pick up a load and turn around and come back, and then be driving all the way up through Asheville, pick up 40 in Asheville.
You will probably hold it all the way up to Asheville, and maybe a little bit more if you bump the power up on your radio. At 9 o'clock tonight, we'll have guys check in from the upper side of Asheville, but I don't know what kind of radio they're running.
I had a fella down in Florida tell me that I wasn't getting the distance out of this antenna that he thought I should be getting, so we'll just have to play around and see. Having no experience other than with CB, I know this thing gets a lot better distance than my CB ever has.
After that, be careful using that CB word on here. You'll bring them out of the woodworks. I've done that before.
This mistake of using 11-meter lingo on this radio, and it gets interesting whenever I do that.
Having to break, though, when you've been on the CB so long or been around that all your life to go to ham radio.
I also spent some time doing search and rescue as well as the fire department. So every once in a while, old-fashioned 10 code comes out, and it's a little bit different than what CB 10 code is.
It's a hard time about it, but they're right there with you. It's always fun.
I tend to go ahead and throw it into the guys that are really getting pushy on it. I'll go ahead and throw it a little bit extra heavy just for the grins and giggles of it.
I'm getting close to my little dead spot, so let me know if I get too bad where you can't hear me.
At worst case scenario, I'll catch you on the other side of the dead spot.
Hey, if I don't lose you, now you be careful traveling up through there. That gorge can be a lot of fun. But I haven't had my ham license that long.
reading on that last one. I only caught about half of what you said. I'll catch you on the other side of your dead zone.